The United Airlines CEO's first year in office has been an odyssey. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. After months of rumors, actual facts are due today about Apple's new iPhone. The unveiling will confirm or put down assertions. It will have a fancier, maybe two-lens camera, and that it might not have the traditional headphone jack. How much more can a phone really do for you? Marketplace's Jed Kim takes a look.
Peak oil is the point at which the world's oil production will hit its max and tail off from there. People love using that concept for other things. I put the peak phone question to Frank Gillette, an industry analyst with Forrester.
For the moment, maybe not total peak smartphone, but certainly a plateau.
In a mature market, there's a lot of competition and not much gotta-have-it innovation, at least when it comes to hardware. Software still has plenty of room for improvement. Think total life integration with your tiny electronic butler.
My guess is that only newer phones will be able to do some of those cool automated intelligence features.
Cool, but needing more and more processing power, which Gillette says could be the main driver to upgrade every few years. And Anindya Ghosh, who teaches information technology at NYU's business school, says he sees value in the blasé.
It's a very smart experiment by Apple to test the true extent of their loyal base.
How many will stick around? What upgrades resonate with buyers? That'll inform where they go with future models. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
On that possibility, the new iPhone today has no regular headphone jack. I was just overseas for 2 weeks and my smartphone failed, with the only way to make an emergency voice call putting headphones into the jack. Music in the rental car, no Bluetooth, only aux in. Had to use the headphone jack. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.1%. The S&P future is down a fraction of a point. The NASDAQ future is up 0.1%. As we've been reporting, ITT Technical Institute is shutting down all of its campuses after the federal government accused it of mismanagement and inappropriate recruiting. Our PM show last night had more on what this mess means for ITT students. Marketplace.org to hear that. It has been 1 year since Oscar Munoz took the top job at United Airlines. Now, on-time flights are up at United, number of bags gone astray nicely down, fuel prices are down, the economy as measured by job creation is improving, meaning perhaps more passengers might want to fly. You would think they would be sitting pretty at United, but there remain problems. United's CEO came into our New York studio on his one-year anniversary. Mr. Munoz, thank you for joining us here.
Thanks for having me, David.
What are you going to do to make flying your airline less like a horrible flight?
The industry and in traveling in general has not become a positive thing for the American public. And we aim to fix that and change that. And I think my journey began about a year ago, as you mentioned. What I saw with our team as I walked around airports and stations in our offices is that we didn't have a sense of shared purpose. We didn't have a sense of trust and commitment to each other, and therefore no engagement. And, you know, we are a people business. And if we don't love people and care for people, they're not going to want to fly us. And so that's been the journey that we've been on for the last year.
We get, right, that you can't control the weather. But when flights do get canceled or they run late, passengers can see if an airline responds in an orderly way or in a haphazard way. Are you making progress there?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the hardest thing that historically the industry may have relied upon is the fact that we can't control weather, we can't control air traffic control, and use that at the end of the day as an excuse. Things do happen. We know they happen. We don't exactly know when they're going to happen, but we should definitely be prepped. A very quick example, Farmer's Almanac is calling for a very nasty winter, particularly in Chicago, one of our main hubs. So as we speak, our operating team is hard at work as to how are we going to accommodate passengers, not our aircraft, not the operations behind it, but the humans that fly us. That's what the important difference is at United.
Our audience understands, I think, that being a CEO is a bit of a dance. There are passengers listening right now. There are employees listening. And there are investors listening who want you to put up strong profit numbers. Are investor needs, do you think, in conflict with the passenger needs?
They don't have to be. That's the tough job of what I do. You have to balance these things. We're going to build a company with heart, and it's going to be profitable for our investors. It can and will be done. And that's the important difference that I think we're going to follow.
You mentioned heart, Mr. Munoz. You had a very serious medical procedure, a heart transplant to start the year. You were back to work in March. Has this experience changed the way you approach what you do on the job at all?
Yeah, I apologize for the unintended pun, but I do mean it with the heart of our employees. No, I'm the same person. I've learned that just because I can doesn't mean I should. I do have to sometimes restrict myself. But at the same time, it's the same energy and same pace I've had before.
Before you go, Oscar, I need assurance on something. You know those customer service surveys you send me after the flight? Maybe it's me, but it seems like I seldom get them after the crappy flights. And I seem to get asked after the fabulous flights, blue skies, quiet airport, the flight arrives 5 minutes early. That's when they say, Mr. Brancaccio, how was your flight? You're confident these surveys are not rigged so you end up hearing what you want to hear?
I'm pretty sure. At least the ones you've been receiving so far are managed by a third party, and it's a random selection of flights. You know, the 140 million customers, we are changing that, by the way, simplifying those surveys extensively, bringing it in-house to some degree to get that actionable information in their hands.
So actionable. You do take them seriously.
Well, that's the whole point of this. Why do it otherwise?
All right. Oscar Munoz, CEO of United Airlines. Thank you for this.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
United has just hired away American Airlines President Scott Kirby to serve as president under Mr. Munoz. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.